Looking around your surroundings, you notice three familiar doors.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and maybe this is the final part of the Halloween thing. I hope so. But these doors all look familiar. They look like the doors from the game. But I wonder what kind of spooky surprises await. Maybe this is the reward we get. Hey, I know these.
Coming up to them, happiness warms your body.
Finally, I can go home. But why are there doors here? That's Megan's, that's Amy's, and the last one is Elizabeth's. I mean, all of them lead back home, I guess, so it doesn't matter which one I choose. Maybe I can even squeeze in a special reward after the exhausting night I had. Okay, so yeah, they are giving me a reward here. We've seen Megan and Elizabeth, and we're going to be doing a full story with them, so let's see what Amy has to offer. I like Amy. Amy it is.
Congratulations. You made it. Curious to know how many times you died. Wow. You actually did it on your first try? Amazing! Are you some prodigy? You didn't cheat, right? A walkthrough or something? Still, amazing job. Enjoy your reward. Biting her lip, Amy devilishly smiles at you. Her hands working their magic.
Oh, she's dressed as an elf.
Does it feel good?
Amazing.
You're not just saying that, are you?
You're right. I am. Why don't you try harder?
I accept your challenge.
Her tongue slides out between her plump lips. You shudder once it makes contact with your rigid cock.
Amy.
But she doesn't stop there. Circling her tongue around you twitching cock, Amy slurps up the spilling saliva, making your cock burn with desire.
Was that better?
You little tease.
Me? What did I do? This?
The corners of her lips turn upwards as her tongue traces up your shaft. An animalist growl rumbles in your stomach and her eyes glow with desire.
Get on the bed. Now.
Springing to her feet, the need being too much.
That sounded a little Batman.
She bounces on top of the bed, the mattress creaking along with her.
Like this?
Oh, wow. Look at those elf ears. I think I picked the best one, guys.
Bringing your finger up to her lips, she stares at them in confusion.
What do I do with that?
I'll let you decide and then tell you if you're correct.
Wrapping her lips around them, she sucks your fingers lusciously.
And you dare ask for instructions.
It's polite to do so. Or did no one teach you that?
Going along with her little game, you mirror her smirk, getting a raised eyebrow in return. Leaving her question unanswered, your lips trail across her exposed skin. Meanwhile, your fingers touch her burning clit, just barely. The anticipation sends shivers down her spine.
Yes?
Stop it!
What? This?
No. Teasing me.
It's not a very polite way to ask, is it?
Blushing up to her ears, Amy avoids meeting your gaze.
Oh, don't be like that. I didn't mean it.
Before you can grasp her chin, she rolls onto her back, the embarrassment long gone.
What about now? Is this okay?
With such a temperance in front of you, all the self-control you possess leaves your body in an instant. You push your weight into her body, pressing her deeper into the mattress. Letting your hands roam free, you explore Amy's body. Every curve, every dip, every...
Oh, stop chasing me.
Really want me to get down to it. I thought you liked to take things slow.
Oh, I swear, if your cock doesn't enter my pussy in the next second, I'll write it myself.
Well, if that's the way you want to do it, then... Sorry, I felt a little bit of Downton Abbey. If that's the way you want to do it, then, miss, then why don't we go ahead and rub her on in there? It sounds like a win-win for me, though.
The look you get makes you ease up on the teasing.
If you'll be wanting it, then you're going to have it! How much of it do you want?
All of it.
You suddenly slam your entire length down her tight walls. Gritting your teeth once her walls clench around your shaft.
You okay?
Only feeling her nails dig deeper into your shoulder, you take that as a sign to wait.
Fuck. You just... It was so sudden.
I'm sorry. I went too far. Take all the time you need to get used to it.
Oh, thank you.
Passing time, your lips go to her slender neck, slurping her skin, only to bite it a second later. Amy sways her hips against your abdomen, letting you know she's good to go.
Already feeling better. How about fucking amazing?
Not yet.
Got that right.
Holding back for far too long, you hook an arm up her knee. Her body slamming onto your length as you pull yourself up. With zero kindness left, you don't give her time to prepare as you start ramming your cock deep down her pussy. Relishing in the feeling of being inside her, you don't stop. Oblivious to the time passing, you thrust, neither the sweat dripping down your lashes, nor the sweet juices making you stick to each other, breaks your flow. Only when Amy's walls start throbbing against your length do you slow down. Her lewd voice mixes beautifully with her moans. And the expression on her face makes your cock twitch. Amy latches herself onto you, your body dropping back down onto hers. The vibrations of her walls speeds up the building sensation in the pit of your stomach, and you can't help but let go. Your cum explodes in the depth of her burning wetness. Riding out the rest of it, you let Amy's neck cradle your heavy pants while she uses your shoulders as pin cushions.
Shit.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Amazing.
What did I tell you?
Oh my god.
You drop down next to her, enjoying the relaxing energy surrounding you.
Wanna cuddle?
You wanna cuddle?
I asked first.
Knowing better than to answer her question with mere words.
Come here.
Amy happily throws herself into your arms, inhaling your scent.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't comment on my Halloween costume.
I didn't.
No.
To be honest, I didn't think much of it in the beginning, but it's kind of growing on me.
What? Want me to wear it all the time?
If it'll make you act like tonight every time you wear it, please do.
Sleaze.
Holding each other in a romantic embrace, you continue your flirty banter until falling asleep.
All right, we did it. We went through the Halloween stuff, but we're not done. We're not done. Don't worry, the video's not over. I gotta figure out what the hell to do next. And we got new music. Thank God, right? Zoe! Lock her in the morning.
Coming up to the yard, you catch a whiff of the morning breeze.
Let's do this one more time.
Doing the same thing all over again without fault. Find yourself wandering the dark yard, looking around, trying to catch a glimpse of Nicole.
Looks like she's not here yet.
You arrived before her. You let out a sigh of relief.
This time things will turn out differently. I just hope that message was only thanks to me being late. If not, it won't be easy persuading her.
Slowly making your way towards the entrance, you enjoy the gentle air rushing through the courtyard.
The weather is really pleasant. Excellent for some fucking, right?
Chuckling to yourself, you rest your hand on the doorknob, pushing the doors open. Unsuccessfully, that is.
Can't be locked. Maybe if I push harder.
The doors rattle miserably, but don't open.
You gotta be kidding me. Should I try picking the lock? Or do I just wait for Nicole? Where's Jill
your
with the lockpick when you need her?
With a sudden flash of light almost blinding you.
Who's there? This is a restricted area! Shit! Sounded like
bolting
damn RoboCop
away, you
after
take refuge behind a nearby tree.
Who's there? This is a restricted area! It doesn't sound like a cop, it sounds more like... Was that the Dean? Oh, it was the Dean. Come out, now! Where did the fucking Dean come from? Was he always patrolling the grounds at this time? And of all days, why now?
Quite a conundrum. The light points at you once again, and panic starts creeping in.
Fuck, he'll see me.
Mr. Dean?
Miss Nicole? What are you doing here this late? Nicole's here.
Thought I'd do some work.
On a Friday night? You must be extremely bored.
What about you, then? This isn't my first time seeing you here this late.
Honestly, I'm avoiding the devil living in my house.
The devil?
I don't even know how she managed to enter the church on our wedding day. Let alone say her vows. Still, with each passing day, I'm more certain that she's the spawn of Satan himself. Is he talking about his wife? Yes.
Don't be so hard on your wife. She probably just wants your attention.
That's no way to present yourself to the Dean, Nicole. I have a pool boy for that. Oh. Oh. Okay. And seeing how much I'm paying him, he should start taking his job seriously.
were terrible.
I'm only joking. Oh, okay. Actually, I was just on my way home. Great, you totally forgot about me thanks to Nicole. Oh, have you by any chance seen anyone run away a moment ago? Spoke too soon.
No, don't think I did. Did something happen?
Some hooligan tried breaking into the facility.
Someone tried breaking in? Was it him? What did they look like?
Couldn't see clearly, but I think it was one of the students. Nothing to worry about. If you didn't encounter them, they must be here somewhere, hiding.
Okay.
Do not fret, I'll make it my mission to catch them so you can continue working safely. This old man better not get in my way. Had a hard time coming this far, and I'll be damned if he ruins this.
Well, I'll be going then.
I'll walk you to the door.
No, that won't be...
Nonsense. Who knows what that hooligan planned on doing, right? Come on, let's go.
All right.
Accompanied by the dean, Nicole sneaks secret glances as she goes, trying to catch a glimpse of you.
Was it really him? Good thing I ran into you. Can't believe I forgot my key at home.
Call it destiny.
Well, whatever it is, thank you.
Anytime. Have a pleasant night.
You watch as Nicole enters the building, leaving you with Mr. Poirot himself.
Oh, Lord. Why is he still standing there? Does he have the hots for Nicole or something? Duh.
Suddenly, the dean's booming voice echoes through the yard. Again.
Come out, you hooligan! What do I do now? Not leaving, that's for sure. Hold on. This is something I have to really think about, guys. That's right.
Remembering about the ace in your pocket, you put together a quick plan on the spot.
Didn't you hear me? I said, come out. Here goes nothing. Come and get me.
As you hear rapid footsteps coming closer to your hiding spot, nerves start breaking in.
Not the time to get cold feet, Grim. So this is where you are, huh? His voice sounds really close.
The light from the flashlight shines brightly in your direction, indicating the dean is only a few steps away.
Now or never.
Making sure your voice comes out right, despite your nerves, you start shouting.
What's one divided by zero? What's one divided by zero? What's one divided by zero?
To your good fortune, you see the dean frozen in place.
Fuck yeah!
Not wasting a second more, you run towards the building entrance with joy coursing through.
Nicole, here I come.
As you come closer to the entrance, you see Nicole inside, frozen. Grabbing the door handle, you let out a sigh of relief. However, it doesn't last long.
What?
The door rattles miserably as you shake them vigorously.
What's this? Why is it locked?
Realization, hitting you like a ton of bricks, rage fills your entire body.
Did that old bastard lock the doors?
That old bastard.
Where did he go?
Not noticing the time continued to flow normally, you're left frozen at the door, completely unable to move.
Why can't I move a muscle?
It doesn't take long for the dean to notice you.
Stop right there!
You watch as Nicole enters the classroom, oblivious to the events going on outside.
Nicole!
Before you get to bang on the glass door, a firm hand grabs you.
Gotcha! You're coming with me, you hooligan! No, wait, Nicole!
The dean drags you away as you desperately yell out Nicole's name. You spend your time in the police department for the rest of the night, surrounded by stern looks and raging voices, but...
Ah, you thought you were gonna go to the college, see, and break in, see? But me and my men here, we don't let you do that, see?
Your thoughts keep going back to the situation that led to all of this.
Could I have done something different? It can't all end like this. I'll have
As
to try again.
Says, you repeat your actions until evening comes. With your game plan for breaking into the building ready, you cautiously make your way into the yard once again.
Going into the yard once again. All right. Okay, I don't see the dean anywhere. Just gotta hide until he's gone. If I remember correctly, he was on his way home when he heard me try to get into the building.
Feeling good about your plan, you take refuge behind a tree.
Now we wait.
A few minutes pass by, and just as you anticipated, a streak of light comes out behind the corner.
There he is.
The light streak comes closer, just as a ringtone blares throughout the yard.
Here we go. Hey, honey. Yes, I was just on my way. No, I'm not cheating on you. Why do you have to be like this? I told you, I'm not with another woman. Must be his wife. Pookie, come on. Or the devil, as he would call her. Yes, I'm Miss Nicole.
Hearing Nicole's name being called, you glance and see her walking through the yard.
Sir, what are you doing here?
Doing some rounds around the... Honey, I'm not cheating on you.
Putting his phone back into his pocket, the dean lets out a deep sigh.
You women are a headache, I swear.
Sir, watch your tone. We don't want me filing a report.
I stand corrected. You're not only a headache, but also scary. Good man. He knows!
And you do well to remember it.
Hey, she's telling the truth, guys. Women can be scary. Now, there's a lot of these guys, oh yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I've seen the fire before. Anyway, what are you doing here on a Friday night?
Oh, I...
Having a secret affair with a student?
Turning white as a sheet, her jaw drops to the floor as she stands frozen in place for a second.
No, I was...
The dean's laugh suddenly echoes throughout the yard.
You should have seen your face. Don't worry, Miss Nicole. I knew you would. I know you wouldn't do something like that. Well, then thank you for the laugh. I'll be on my way now.
In that moment, his phone rings once again, and with a frustrated sigh, the dean answers.
Yes, sweetie?
Waving him goodbye, Nicole proceeds to the entrance.
There she goes. If I remember right, she'll leave the doors unlocked. All that's left for me is to wait for the dean to go away. He's really taking a sweet-ass time. How are you gonna change the locks this late at night? Susan, I swear, if you continue acting like this, I'll fire the pool boy. God, this is taking forever. Huh? What's that sound?
Looking around, you gaze into the darkness, trying to find the source of the sound.
Must have been the wind. There it is again.
Once again, you search your surroundings, but don't notice anything out of the ordinary.
A rattlesnake?
Realizing the sound is coming from above, your eyes travel up the tree, almost popping out of their sockets.
It's an owl. Ah!
A pair of glowing red eyes disappear into the branches, while your heart does cartwheels in your chest.
Almost shit my pants!
Finally managing to calm your raging heart, another problem arises.
Who's there? Fuck, he heard me.
That's what happens when you scream bloody murder. Pointing his flashlight towards your hideout, the dean starts heading your way.
Not this again. Come out now! What do I do? Think.
A fair warning. Sometimes the decision we make require thinking on your feet with the clock running just behind you. Or in this case, in front of you.
Just do something.
Instincts kicking in, you pick up a rock and throw it with all your might in the other direction.
Huh? Please work, please work, please work.
Luck on your side. You let out a sigh of relief as you hear the dean's rushed footsteps dim.
Thank God.
Your ego rises, the feeling of having outsmarted him giving you a huge amount of joy.
Can't believe that old man's giving me a hard time. That's our dean for you. Huh?
Instinctively looking up,
it's
it takes all you have in you not to scream again.
A nice raccoon?
Seeing the raccoon getting ready to pounce, you start panicking.
Don't tell me he's aggressive.
Suddenly the raccoon pounces. Closing your eyes on reflex, seconds before impact.
What's one divided by zero?
Cursing yourself for not testing your powers on animals before.
Did it work?
Peeking through your lashes, you step back. The raccoon's feral face, a breath away from yours.
It worked! It actually worked!
Realizing you won't have enough time if you don't move, you make a run for it.
I'll make it. Fuck yeah. Nothing can stop me now.
Except not looking where you're walking.
Ah!
Stepping over something, your sight of the door soon gets replaced by the dirty ground.
Oh, fuck.
You slowly bring yourself up, the pain increasing with each movement.
What did I slip on?
Looking down to your shoes, your face scrunches in disgust, the smell of raccoon shit hitting your nostrils.
Slipped on shit?
Raccoon shit.
Raccoon shit.
You try wiping your shoe against the grass.
Can't go to see Nicole with shit on my shoes.
While you're having your little internal discussion, time starts flowing normally.
Where are you? Fuck, I need to get inside before he sees me.
Just as you're about to open the doors, turning to the sound of growling, you scream as the familiar feral face pounces at you again.
Ah!
His claws sink into your face, drawing blood.
Get off! Ouch! Stop biting me!
The raccoon wasn't enough.
Uh-oh.
The Dean tackles you to the ground, joining forces with the raccoon.
What?
A living hell.
Good job, boy. You did good. I'll give you a treat later. Are they in this together? The fuck is this? You're coming with me. Let go.
Somehow able to break out of his hold, you make a run for it, wishing for the night to just end.
Sick 'em, boy! Huh?
With lightning speed, the raccoon charges, his goal being you're behind.
Shit!
Running for dear life. You don't stop until you find safety behind the door of your house. Completely exhausted, you go to bed, still pissed about the events that transpired.
Stop! What in the hell was all that? If I had known it'd be this difficult to meet with her, I'd have suggested we go to a hotel or some shit. Although she'd probably freak out if I even mention a hotel. No, it's too early to give up. I've gone through too much to end it like this. I mean, look at her. That nervous mess ended up wanting me bad. Still, how should I get into the building without the Dean or that fucking raccoon getting in my way? Oh, I had some things to take care of.
Hmm. What kind of things?
Just things.
Just things.
I forgot how nosy she is. Unless I come up with an excuse, there's no way she'll let it go. Someone told me there's a raccoon roaming around, and I wanted to see if I can catch it.
Hey, why are you talking about little
Pete? Pete? It has a name? Wait, how do you know about it?
I just wanted
to pet it through a cage with a stick.
So weird.
Feels like an insult coming from you.
It's an insult, however you look at it.
Wait, I don't have time for this. Time is ticking and I still haven't got a clue on how to get inside the building at night. Wait, maybe I can try asking her. Hey, random question. If you wanted to break in here at night and weren't able to even pass the doors because of some pesky pets, how would you do it?
That's really specific for a random question.
Come on, just answer it.
Hmm. I'd try going through the back door.
What if you can't?
The front door?
Told you, you're unable to enter through a door.
Window?
Explain to me, please, how that would work. Do you even go to our college?
I don't know. What's with you?
Me, you're always acting like a smartass and can't even figure this out. Guess I took it too far. Wait, that's it. I'll just stay inside the building until Nicole comes. Why didn't I think of this sooner? Huh, who would have thought Megan would actually be useful? Here we go again. See you then. Now where do I hide? Yo! Dude, what the? Get off! Good times, man. I forgot about this dumbass. What's with the long face, man? It's party time. Bunch of honeys are waiting for us at the party tonight. You're going, right? Yeah, I'm gonna pass. What? Hell no, you have to come. No, actually, I don't. Come on, man. No. Whatever, more honeys for me.
Clearly dissatisfied with your answer, Taylor heads towards the exit.
Wait. Yes, I knew my man wouldn't bail on me. Oh no, I'm still not going. He might know where I can hide since he knows this whole place from head to toe. What is it then? Hypothetically, if you were to hide somewhere inside the building for the whole night, where would you hide? Oh, there's this awesome spot that no one checks. Seriously, where is it? I knew I could count on him. Why would I tell someone who bails on his best friend? I'm his best friend? Come on, man, help me out this one time. Are you still bailing? I really can't come. There's no way I can go to the party and meet up with Nicole at the same time. And I'm not helping. Seriously, man? I'll join you for cheerleading practice. Next time you go harass the cheerleaders. What? I don't harass them. I'm just there if they need help. You know, with stretching or oiling them up. Someone's gotta do it. Yeah, how many times does it end with you getting punched in the face? That was one time. Does that mean you don't need backup next time? Fine. You got yourself a deal. I knew that changed his mind. Good thing I remembered he liked stalking our cheerleading team. So, where's that amazing place you mentioned? The girls' bathroom. What? Yup, the girls' bathroom. Are you telling me I had to go through this useless conversation for you to send me into the girls' bathroom? I wouldn't call it useless.
Tightly grabbing hold of Taylor's neck, you clench your hands, choking him with all your might.
Dude, what are you doing? Oh, I can't breathe! Grim! Huh? You okay, man? You seemed elsewhere. Just daydreaming. Oh, man, I get it. Just wait until you see the cheerleaders in person. Short skirts and tight asses. The God's Buffet. Okay, I got a bolt. See ya. Well, not at the party. Don't be a stranger if you change your mind. Ugh, he needs help. Soon.
Dusting over the whole conversation with Taylor, you decide to take his advice and head towards the girls' bathroom.
Hope he wasn't lying about no one checking the girls' bathroom or else I might really kill him.
The sudden echo of footsteps catches you off guard.
Someone's coming! Uh-oh. Someone seems happy. Can't wait for evening to come. Is she okay? Damn, I'm really gonna have to. She seems down.
Didn't think I'd be this disappointed. Still, he's right. I can't do this again.
At that moment, a ringtone blares, catching Nicole's attention.
Shit, I left my phone inside.
Running back to get her phone, she comes out seconds later.
Don't worry, I know. You only want the best for me. I'll take care of it, don't worry. Wanna grab a drink after? Oh, you're working? That's too bad. It's alright, we have the whole weekend.
Unable to hear her voice anymore, you close the bathroom doors gently. Nicole's words ringing in your head.
What was that all about? I hope she's okay. Well, she has to be since she shows up for our meetup later. God, I can't wait. Still not sure this is actually happening. I'm so excited I can hardly wait.
Managing to calm yourself, you go inside the toilet cubicle and await the later hours.
Alright, now I can change the damn music back to what it was.
The sudden bang wakes you up from your short power nap.
What was that?
The bang is soon followed by familiar footsteps, and you smile widely.
She's here.
You quickly get up and sprint outside, only to suddenly halt once you hear Nicole's voice.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it. I'll call you when I'm done.
Is she making plans for after she's done with me? Guess she thinks I can't last long. Well, time to prove her wrong.
You follow behind Nicole and join her inside the classroom.
Alright, guys. So we finally got it. And in November, we'll be doing Nicole's story, or the rest of it. Looks like it could be the climax of her story, because, yeah, there's this new individual she's talking to. I don't know who it is, but she seems to be really interested in this person. And she wasn't earlier in the game, so things have changed. But alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Lust Theory Season 2 coming at you in November. Stay tuned.